This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Every year, hundreds of thousands of Mexicans cross into the United States looking for work, and at least one out of ten come from the impoverished central Mexican state of Michoacan. This is the story of a man who made the journey in reverse. He left his position as a college professor in California and returned to Mexico. He is the first representative in Michoacan's legislature to work for the rights of Mexican migrants in California. Here's NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro.
Jesus Martinez Saldana is having just a few problems in his new job. He doesn't have the key to his office, and he can't find the person who's supposed to give him one. It took him weeks to find a bilingual secretary, a requirement for his new position.
The state legislature has not been designed to serve the Michoacan migrant population in the U.S. Right now, I'm being hampered by the bottlenecks that exist.
Martinez is here to change all that. As a former Fresno University professor whose specialty was migration, he understands that his new position as state legislature representative for California migrants is nothing short of revolutionary.
The idea is to bring to Michoacan the voices and interests, concerns, the agenda of the immigrants that are in the U.S.
There are only two states that have migrant representatives, Zacatecas and now Michoacan. But for Martinez and the migrant activists who lobbied to put him here, it's an idea long in coming. Migrant activists lobbied all three of the main Mexican parties in Michoacan to include a migrant candidate. Only the left-leaning PRD, the Democratic Revolutionary Party, guaranteed a place at the top of their lists this past election, giving Martinez the seat he now occupies. Michoacan is a state of migrants. Martinez's own grandparents were migrants, as were his parents. He was born in Santiago Conguripo in Michoacan, before leaving to join his father in California. Now he's the one separated from his wife and child, who've remained behind in Fresno for now. The state has a population of 4 million, but there are well over 2 million Michoacanos in the U.S. who send over $1 billion in annual remittances that are crucial for the economy of this, one of the poorest states in Mexico. Martina says those people need to have a say in what goes on in their home state.
Mexico has had a traditional migration to the U.S. that is also over a century old. But here in Mexico, the consciousness of Mexico being a nation of people who migrate to the U.S. has not developed until very recently.
One of the key issues which Martinez wants to address is voting rights. Last year, two rival parties defeated a motion to allow Mexicans abroad the right to vote in Michoacan elections. Federal law also prohibits Mexicans outside the country the right to vote in national elections. Martinez says it's the most visible example of what is a continuing prejudice against migrants by certain sectors of society here.
We still have people who still consider us traitors, who still believe that in some way we are puppets of the U.S., who are here to undermine Mexican sovereignty.
Professor Miguel Montezuma from Zacatecas University is an expert on migration and politics. He says that these immigrant representatives are an acknowledgement of what is a reality for many Mexicans. He says Michoacan has migrants that have interests in both countries. It's not strange for them to have a double identity. We're beginning to recognize that migrants are present, even being absent, he says. Migrant issues, though, will not only be taken up by Martinez. There is an ongoing trend of wealthy migrants coming back to Mexico and getting into politics. One of them is Genaro Guisa. He's a wealthy businessman from California who was born in Michoacan and then illegally crossed the border in 1969.
First of all, my mom had to sell an old sewing machine that she had to get 300 pesos to give me so I could leave, so I could go. 300 pesos only lasted me as far as Tijuana.
He eventually made it to the U.S. After first working washing dishes and picking fruit, he went to night school. He made a sizable fortune in the restaurant trade and decided to come back to Michoacan full-time, although he still travels frequently to the U.S. where his family's located. In this election, his migrant experiences were central to his campaign.
I told people that I live in the States and my experiences, and I was telling everybody what it takes to go. It's an experience. Sometimes it's bitter, sometimes it's good, but I told everybody the sacrifices that you have to go through to cross the border illegally, mojado. So, you know, but I was proud of it, and I continually bring it up because I take pride on it.
For those in the electorate, it's a compelling tale. They hope their more successful countrymen like Guisa and Martinez can bring jobs and money and the knowledge they gleaned in El Norte to help them here in Michoacan. Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News.